Hey folks, Brad here with the Maritime Paintball Podcast. And due to a scheduling conflict, aka a camping trip, I'm running solo this week talking about how amazing the past weekend was at SNL Paintball. Spoiler, the trench was awesome. Also, huge thank you to everyone who helped us build this epic road trip playlist, which you can still add to on Spotify. Then moving on to give a shout out to our buddy Ponage PB, the Meg Hill Hitmen, and finally ending the show arguing with myself about paintball in the Olympics. As always, we want to know what you think, so please leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening to, and find us on social media at Maritime Paintball Podcast, or shoot us an email, maritimepaintballpodcast@outlook.com. Now, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 296 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Dell, and I am running solo today. Unfortunately, my good friend, the immortal Tom, could not make it tonight. Unfortunately, he is out partying at a camp. But I mean, I'm not hating on him for that. That's actually pretty awesome. So glad that he's out there. He's enjoying himself. So this week, a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff. One, we're going to talk about the event that happened almost a week ago. Happened last Sunday. At SNL Paintball. It was great. It was their 29th anniversary. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, we're going to do shout out to our boy Ponage PB on his recent milestone on YouTube. So that's going to happen later on in the episode. Excuse me. Woo. Shout out to the Hitman, the Meg Hill, or Moncton Paintball, formerly Meg Hill Paintball, Hitman, who did really well in the EPPL. We'll talk about that a little bit. And then, of course, we're going to jump into the topic that pops up fairly regularly. And fuck it, let's jump on the bandwagon and talk about it. We're going to talk about paintball in the Olympics. And because it's this show, you know that my opinion is probably not going to be that of which is yours. It'll probably be a little bit different. So, yeah. First and foremost, if you are enjoying the show, please do me a favor, share it out everywhere and anywhere. Let's get more people involved in this conversation. It really does help. Yeah, comments and all that. I'm watching the comments. So if you are in the chat there, please drop a comment. Let me know what you think and let those opinions fly. Let's see what happens. And if I seem a little bit able to lose my train of thought unusually quick, I apologize. Been a long week. Been a long week. Looking forward to a long weekend of puttering around the house, cleaning some stuff up, and doing some home repairs. Catching up on a little bit of sleep. So it's been a hell of a week. Been a hell of a day. So first and foremost, let's talk about SNL Paintball because, damn, it was a good event. Good event. My God, I really wish Tom was here so I could chat with him about it. But holy shit, was it a good event. So, what's up, Dave? So, SNL Paintball, 29th anniversary. Amazing. We all showed up. We got there, like, just stupid early. We planned to be there for 10. I think we're there at 10 to 9. So, like, okay, cool. We're a little bit early. So let's go check out the field and go see what's going on. And it was the field looked great as always. SNL Paintball always looks good. They do a good job of balancing that whole, like, the field is getting old but still safe to play in. You know what I mean? The wood is gray and aged and looks like barn board, but it's still safe to play in, which is always great. The trench that they built, my God, unfortunately it is at the top of a hill. So if you are not up for climbing a hill, you're not playing in the trench. But once you get up there, holy shit, like, we're not talking like 2 foot deep trench. There's some great photos, circling around. So if you head out to SNL Paintball's Facebook page, go take a look there. You can see that these trenches are about 4 to 4.5 feet deep, and about 3 to 4 feet wide. Lined with logs. Like, this is legit proper trench. Amazing build. And built in such a way that you can't mouse hole. So if you're in the trench, you're popping your head up and you're shooting at people down the hill. And then the people that have to climb up the hill, the bunkers are placed just right so that, like, they got to kind of expose themselves to shoot at you, but not enough to get shot at easily. Because, you know, like, attack and defend is usually a little bit more on the defender's side. This was evenly matched. Like, wow. Very, very evenly matched. Very nice. And I was blown away at how well it played. I was a little worried when we got into the trench. I was like, man, if this is just, if we're defending, because I was on the team that was defending. We only did it once because nobody else wanted to walk up the hill. On the defending side, I was like, man, this is just going to turn into a turkey shoot. It did not. The way it is like when you're on in the trench, it's bright. The sun is shining down on top of you, and it is bright. You are well lit. The trees, on the other hand, surrounding the trench, you're in darkness. So the players who are attacking or creeping up on the trench, they're in the dark. You can't really see them. So they have this really great cover. It played so well. It's just that long walk up the hill that kind of sucks. But, I mean, whatever. It's a long walk. You deal with it, right? So the day went on very, very well. We all got there. Everyone's starting to gear up. We're all airing up. And that's when Vic, the owner of SNL, breaks the news to us. He's just like, fellas, ladies, he's not like that. That's not at all how he talks. now Vic, actually, he was shaking off the rust. He hadn't talked to a group of people in a while. And if you're not used to it, then it can be a little bit difficult, but yeah, he just kind of shakes off the rust and running us through the safety brief and all that, standard paintball stuff. And then he's like, folks, the compressor doesn't want to work. And so we're like, oh shit, we might be out of air. Like, if the compressor's blown, what do? We can't play paintball without the compressor. So that compressor was shot. It sucked. But here's to the credit of everyone who went there, right? So everyone went to SNL paintball. I'd like to think that probably like 80% of the people that were there were simply there to celebrate the 29th anniversary, not necessarily looking for a really good, solid day of paintball. We got that in the end. But I think a lot of us showed up thinking more like, this could be a great chance to see some friends that we haven't seen in a while. We're going to help Vic celebrate with the 29th anniversary of the event, of the field. Like, you know, it's going to be a great time. And then when we're told, like, the compressor doesn't work, and it's like, oh, damn. Okay. Well, Vic immediately is like, I guess we're going to play until we run out of air. And then I'm going to refund you all your money. And the whole group, not the whole group, I shouldn't say 100% of the group, but it seemed like a significant chunk of the group just immediately was like, no, it's good, man. Like, we're not going to look for the money back. We're not, like, nobody was just like, damn right, we want our money back. It was more just like, nah, don't worry about it, Vic. It's all good. Like, we're going to get a couple of games in and then we'll go for beers and it'll be fine. No big deal. And that, it was like, damn, that was cool. Like, nobody freaked out over the compressor not working. Now, luckily, the compressor did come back to life. So the compressor did, sorry, my beard is getting into my nose. The compressor did come back to life, and it saved the day kind of thing. So we got plenty of air, and we got to air up regularly. So it was good that way. The events now, I could see Corey there in the chat. It would have been nice to have some rules. No one knew what game mode we were playing. There was a little bit of a breakdown in the communication of what was going on. I can explain why. So basically Vic, the owner of SNL Paintball, the guy who started it 29 years ago, almost 30 years ago now, is getting out. He's getting out of the game. He'll probably keep his, you know, he'll probably still put her around, but he's done running the field. So this event was very hands-off for him. He was around. He was there. You know, he had a light touch, but for the most part, it was his kids and his grandkids running the event. So there was a little bit of hiccups. There was a little bit of, you know, a little bit of speed bumps with the rules, like with the explanations of the rules. The refs were a little bit disoriented at times. So, you know, it kind of sucked. But at the same time, the nice thing about SNL at the end of the day is they do keep it very, very, very simple. There is no weird rules. Nine times out of 10, we were playing team deathmatch with no respawn. That's what we were playing. So there was no capture the flag. There was no rules. There was no crazy rules. There was no, respawn until you can't kind of setup. It was standard old school, old school paintball rules where it was team deathmatch. You get hit, you're out, walk off the field, wait for the next match to start. So very old school. The refs definitely got some learning to do, and I think they'll get a hang of it by the end of the summer for sure. Fingers crossed. I'm going to get there. I'm going to try and go back to SNL paintball August 21st, for a mag fed pump only day. So we're going slow. So that's going to be fun. If I can make it out, it's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, looking at the comments here, Dave Fraser going out to shoot people is still fun. Absolutely. Corey, but that's no way to make money. It is and it isn't, because while having the respawn will keep people shooting, if you watch an actual respawn game, I find a lot of people, they're not as aggressive on the respawn games. Let's look at Moncton Paintball, for example, right, Corey? Because I know that's where you play, because that's where I play. Next time we're there, just observe, right? When you got a game, because the way Moncton Paintball, sorry, it's going to be a struggle. I'm just so used to calling it the Meg Hill Paintball. They've officially changed their name to Moncton Paintball. So the way Moncton Paintball does it is typically is respawns, unlimited respawns for the first 10 minutes, and then for the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then there's no more respawn, and then it's last man standing or last team standing wins. If you watch the players, the majority of the players will not push, or they're not, it's very counterintuitive. They're not aggressive while there's respawns. They tend to slow down. They tend to camp a little bit. They get down into their bunkers, and that's where they chill out. And then when there's the no more respawns, you'll see a push, because a lot of players are conserving their paint. Kevin, Moncton Paintball, it's Meg Hill Paintball, has now officially changed their name to Moncton Paintball. So that's where that name's coming from there, Kevin. Speaking of which, Kevin Curry in the chat. We're going to talk about that guy in a second. Not necessarily about him. Well, yeah, we're going to talk about him, but we're also going to talk about his team a little bit later in the show. So yeah, I don't know. Just what I've noticed is when there is no respawns, a lot of players tend to hold back, because in the player's mind, it's why waste my paint? Because, why shoot my paint when they're just going to respawn? Why wait? Why not wait? Kevin recently, actually, about a day or so ago, it's on their Facebook, has switched over, I think yesterday, I think is when it happened. I thought to be more of a big announcement, but I just noticed it. Maybe it's a soft launch, or maybe I've let the cat out of the bag, and I apologize. And Kevin, that's a walk-on because players know how things work, but the bookings shoot all the time. Absolutely, players, the bookings do shoot all the time. Keep in mind, what you witnessed at SNL was nothing but experienced players. I shot half a case of paint, I shot quite a bit of paint. A lot of paint for me anyways, half a case of paint in seven games, I know somebody who shot a full case of paint in that same timeline, same time period. So the field has other ways of making money too, right? You've got entry fees, then you charge for your paint. So case of paint was $80, so they made $80 off of me because I bought a case of paint. Technically, they made 40 because I split the case with Tom. So they made $80 off of me and Tom together, you know, and plus we paid our registration fee. Like, there's other ways to make the money. So, but yeah, it's not always about shooting as much paint as possible. That's when you host speedball tournaments, streetball tournaments, that kind of thing where you can get the players to shoot a lot of paint. You know, like you gotta really look at it. Like when you look at a booking and they might shoot a lot of paint, but are they shooting a case of paint? Are they shooting a bag of paint? You know, what's a lot of paint? What's a lot of shooting? Is it, and you say they're shooting a lot, are any of them carrying pods? Or are they just shooting a hopper's worth and then coming off the field? Like, it's perception and reality are two very different things. So that's one thing to keep in mind. I'd love to break down. I'd love to see a day, a full day, and actually track the sales and track the numbers and see which was more profitable. A day of walk-ons with regular players and experienced players, or a day of renters and see where the real money comes from. Because I bet you the renters buy less paint, but they pay more in service. Whereas experienced players tend to pay less in services and more in paint. I bet you it's the other way. Yeah, it's that way. So I'd love to break it down. Sorry, my mustache bugging the ever-living hell out of me. So, yeah, SNL Paintball was a great day. Everyone had a blast. No complaints. I didn't hear any complaints. I didn't hear any whining. I didn't hear any accusations of cheating. I didn't hear about anybody wiping. I didn't hear about anyone having a bad time. It was just a good time. Now, maybe just because I was hanging around some super positive individuals, but I really didn't hear about any negative interactions at that field. No tempers flew. Nobody got heated. It was just a good day of paintball. Also, I'm extremely biased because my first game of the day, I clapped like 10 of them. I got behind the enemy team, the other team, and I just started double tapping people in the back. Bop, 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 bop. And I just cleaned out the entire team. So that felt good. That was the first time I've ever done anything like that. That felt so good. It was such a great time. My hopper decided it didn't want to work, so I had to keep clicking the button on the hopper, but it was a good time. It's a great time. Field was great. Love the layout. I love the way that field plays. There's so many angles. There's so many ways you can shoot through the buildings across the field. Dave, I did not get it on video. I don't wear a GoPro, so I did not get that run on video. However, I was so obnoxious coming off the field that there are plenty of people that know what happened. So I was really hoping Tom would be here to be able to be like, it really did happen. So I don't wear a camera. And I was thinking that too, like the one time I didn't wear a GoPro. I mean, I don't ever wear a GoPro, but it's just like the one time I needed to wear a GoPro and I didn't, was like the best run of my life. More to come, more though, more of those are coming. It's taken me this long, but I think I'm finally finding my groove, with the flow, with the way of doing things, and the way of playing. So, yeah. So SNL Paintball was an amazing day. It was a great day. Absolute blast. Everyone had fun. I can't wait to go back. I love SNL Paintball. It's such a good field. Such a good field. So moving on. We're talking about SNL Paintball for ages now. Moving on to the next little tidbit of news. Big shout out to Kevin Curry and his gang there from the Meg Hill / Moncton Paintball Hitmen, who took gold in the EPPL. So a big shout out to them. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it out to the EPPL to watch you guys. But from what I understand is that it was a really, really good day with a lot of great plays. And it seemed like, for the most part, it ran pretty well. I know Kevin kind of writes these like opinion pieces, like these opinion articles. I don't want to call it, calling it an opinion piece sounds like I'm being like, well, it's just your opinion, man. But they're proper, like they're basically articles is what they're written, posting them up in like Canadian paintball groups and stuff. Really, really great job of laying it out and how it all, works out. So, but yeah, massive shout out to the Hitmen for just basically taking the EPPL for all it was worth. And that's two golds in what? 2 weeks, or 2 golds in 3 weeks. In 2 separate provinces. It's great. That's great. That was awesome. So big shout out to them for doing that. And I really wish I could have been there to watch. Sounds like it was a hell of a time. there's some trash talking happened in the comments. Now Ted's saying that he gave the first event, Kevin Curry. Next event is different. Massive shout out to you folks for taking home the gold. That's awesome. Super, super proud of you. What's up, Marky? Welcome to the party, bud. Welcome to the party. Shout out to those folks there at the Makehill Hitmen. Other shout out, because unfortunately, there's not a whole lot I can. I gotta get a new mic stand. My God, this is terrible. It keeps falling over on me. I can't really go into more details about the Meg Hill or the Moncton Paintball Hitmen because I wasn't there and I didn't see everything that went down. But from what I understand, it was great. It was a good time. Other shout out. He's in the chat, but not using his handle. But Ponage. Ponage PB on YouTube. Congrats on hitting 1,000 subscribers. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. You know what that means? That means that there's 1,000 people on YouTube who took pity on you and clicked subscribe. No, I'm just kidding, bud. But for real, though, 1,000 subs, it's a big milestone, right? You get the 1,000 subs, and now it's just kind of all uphill to 10,000. And once you hit 10,000, it's all downhill to 100,000. So, So big shout out to you for that. Good for grinding that shit out and putting up some decent quality content there, man. Your videos are pretty good to watch. I have a hard time watching pretty much any paintball content that is like FPS, but Ponage's stuff I can do. Not saying it's not good. Just saying it's not my cup of tea. But damn, go check him out. Ponage PB, PWNAGEPB on YouTube. Also on Facebook, definitely on YouTube, go check him out and go check out his videos and subscribe. Let's see if we can get him to what's he at now? Let's go find out. Let's come on folks. We're going on an adventure. We're going to go find out what Ponage PB's, current Ponage PB. Hey, look at that. If you type in Ponage. Oh, nope. I thought PB was coming up immediately, but it wasn't. Sorry, bud. He's currently at, let's see how many subscribers he's at. It just says the 1,000. So it's not going to give us anything till 1.1. Can I pull up analytics? No, I can't. Sorry, bud. But you're definitely at 1,000. Oh, here we go. Nope, nothing. I was hoping we could find out where you were at, but I got nothing, bud. I got nothing. 1,003. He's at 1,003. Let's see if we can get into 1,005 by the end of the show. Hey, so Dave, we're gonna drop your link here in the comments. But folks, if you're listening to this afterwards, go check him out. It's Ponage PB on YouTube. Go check him out. Let's see if we can get into 1,005 subscribers by the end of the show. Some really solid content, like great content, you know. And those thumbnails, bro. Those thumbnails. Love them. Love them. Full of energy. They're great. Sorry, my voice is starting to go, and I don't know why. It's kind of bugging me. It now physically hurts to talk. This happened to me again. This happened to me at SNL. I lost my voice for about half an hour. I couldn't talk. It sucked. but whatever. So, yeah, go check out his content. And, folks, if you're out there, if you're out there in the world of paintball, or airsoft or anywhere, and you're trying to make content and you're on YouTube, just keep grinding at it. Try to ignore the numbers until they really, really matter. So just grind it out, grind it out, grind it out. And don't copy what other people are doing. Don't, like, okay, to a point, you can ride a trend, right? Like, riding trends is a good way to grow your content, grow your subscriber count. But don't just carbon copy. Don't just be an exact carbon copy of what somebody else is doing. Otherwise, you're just not going to get anywhere. You're just going to get buried by their videos and stuff. So try to find your niche. Try to find what you're good at. Make some funny videos or some interesting videos. And make them constantly. Just keep pumping out the content. You'll just keep getting better at it. It's all you can do. And what's this here? Dave Frazier bought a new Runcan Zoom cam, so it only gets better. There we go. So we got the Zoom cam coming in, so the content's just going to keep getting better. And Christopher Truck, he said, I'm so pumped to try out my cheapskate mount next weekend. Let us know how it goes, bro. Let us know how it goes. Because, you know, I want to see. I want to see how it goes. I want to see how it runs. So we're about the halfway mark. We're about halfway through. So let's, folks, let's take 2 minutes here. Of course, you know, you got to pay the bills, right? So unfortunately, I do have to take just a wee bit of your time while we do this. Hey, sound okay? It has to, though. So, yeah, let's pay some bills. PB Swag Bag. So these are the folks, sponsors of the show, supporters of the show. They do help us grow. So we got PB Swag Bag. Get some cool paintball stuff sent to your door once a month. And you can save 10% off the first bag using the code MPP10. Get some cool stuff. And it's pretty fucking neat. Artful Dodger Beard Oil. This man keeps my beard looking beautiful, smelling delicious. And I am in talks with him about doing a custom line of oil and balm for the podcast. Ooh, so you, for those folks out there who are donned with facial hair or whatever, you know, maybe put it in your own hair, the hair on top of your head. I don't care. But yeah, we're going to work on some podcast oils. It's going to be a good time. DEFCON paintball gear. These guys are your paintball specialists. They got everything and anything you need. And you can save 10% on most of it if you use the code MARITIMES. Speaking of which, T15s are back in stock. First Strike T15s are finally back in stock at DEFCONPaintballGear.com. If you're in the market for one, you drop the code MARITIMES on that bad boy, you save $77. You know what you do with that $77? You buy a couple of mags. That's what you do right there. See? Bam. So go check that out if you're in the market for a T15. And they have refreshed them. They're looking sharp. They're looking legit. Tier 1 armament going from the First Strike folks all the way to the MCS folks. So if you guys are out in the world looking for some MCS products, Umarex products, soft goods, that kind of thing, tier1armamentstore.com. Go check them out. They'll definitely help you out. They got some great stuff over on that website. And then last but certainly not least, I actually kind of like number uno here. The Patreon supporters, we got Kurt, Dr. Rush, Charles, Jeff, Matt, O'Ryan, Matt S., Alex, Tim, and Tony. The Patreon supporters, huge, huge thank you to those folks for helping us pay the bills by financially supporting the podcast, and forever grateful. If you're in the position to become a Patreon supporter, you can go to patreon.com/maritimepaintballpodcast, and you can find it there. And you can become a Patreon supporter for as little as $1 a month and get your name on a list and get your name said every week. And still working on trying to get some cool content done up for just the Patreon supporters, you know, because we got to do something special for them. All right, let's move on. Let's talk. What have we talked about now? So we've gone through what? We've talked about SNL. We've talked about our boy Ponage. We talked about the boys at Meg Hill Hitmen. Let's talk about the big juicy comment that some people are going to disagree with me. Some people are going to agree with me. And that's the best part about life, isn't it? Paintball in the Olympics. Let's talk paintball in the Olympics. Comes up like every 3 days, especially now because the Olympics are going on in Tokyo. So Everyone wants to see, all paintballers want to see paintball in the Olympics. It's just that I don't think, like, I think I can honestly say that unless, how do I word this? I'm trying to put it into, like, a cohesive thought. I mean, you know what? I don't want to say it can't happen. It could happen. You know, the logistics behind paintball are not as intense as they could be. So, you know, things like motocross is in the Olympics, right? Olympic motocross, or even skateboards. Skateboards are there. So, like, when we're talking skateboards, you need very particular setups for skateboards. So, you know, when it comes to skateboards, yeah, you need the board, which is one thing, but then you need the ramps and you need the half pipes, you need the rails and all that jazz. Here's where I think things might get tricky, though, is, like, okay, think about the rules, okay? Rules of paintball. We have what? We've got shoot around 280 feet per second, up to 300 feet per second, somewhere around that. At SNL, we shoot 265. Paint can vary. Paint manufacturers vary their paint from, what, anything from 0.675 all the way up to 0.691, I think, is like the biggest I've seen lately. So we got a big variance there. And we're talking like, field layouts change every year. So all that, you know, that kind of stuff happens every year. So in order to become an Olympic sport, there would have to be an industry-wide agreement. And I mean, like, there would have to be a committee made. There would have to be, they were talking about putting esports in the Olympics. They were doing that. But there needs to be some kind of overarching body that decides what everything has to be, what the rules are. Because if you train, say, let's talk hockey. Let's talk about hockey. If you play hockey in Canada and you play hockey in the United States or you play hockey in Germany, it's all the same rules. Right? The rules are the same. Hockey is hockey. There's regulations, right? There's regulation length sticks. There's regulation pucks. There's regulation rinks. There's regulation lines, regulation nets, regulation pads, helmets. Everything is regulated. Because when it comes to a big sport like hockey, it's all the same rules. So in paintball, there would have to be an overarching committee would have to say, okay, we're going to shoot at as close to 280 as possible. But then what if you shoot over 280? Does that give you it, like, so like if the rules are you have to shoot at or below 280, everyone's going to want to shoot at 280 because you need as much of an advantage as possible, right? So what happens if you shoot over 280? Should that be an automatic disqualification? Because how can we know that you didn't win gold because your gun shot 281? Instead, you know, where the other guy's gun was shooting 279, right? And then we got to talk about paint size. Where's the paint come from? Do we pick one manufacturer and that manufacturer becomes the paint manufacturer? Or is it more that you can bring your own paint, but it has to be inspected? So you go to the manufacturer, so maybe you're a paintball team and you play and you want to play with Vulcan Graffiti. If you play with Vulcan Graffiti, do you go to Vulcan and be like, I want to use your paint in the Olympics? It has to be 0.681. The ball has to be 0.681. If it is smaller or bigger, it is not within regulation. Now, these regulations could be varied. You could say your paint is allowed to be 0.678 to 0.682, right? Give or take. So that's, you know, like you can kind of do that. But even then, it's like that batch has to be perfect. Right? So you're going to pay out the nose for that. So the team's going to pay for the paint, you know, whatever. The paint's going to be manufactured to very specific. The weight's got to be right. The fill's got to be right. Everything has to be regulated. And then you got balls per second. It's got to shoot at this. I mean, we can fix that with boards, with electronic boards. But when we start dealing with electronics on the field, well, there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of cheating aspects that can be done with electronics. A lot of wireless stuff can be done with that. Okay, let's make it mechanical. Okay, so then how do we limit somebody who can shoot faster by walking the trigger? There's so much of it. I mean, if they could shoot faster by walking the trigger, I think that would actually count as like just being athletically prowess. Like that's like you're better at shooting. So maybe ignore that one. And then when it comes to the field, it absolutely has to be X ball. It cannot be Woods ball. Because if it's Woods ball, unless you're going to stick a ref next to every player, you cannot ensure that there's no cheating. Right? Look at all the sports that are in the Olympics now. They are easily observed from a distance or from outside of the participant and can be judged easily, whether by cameras or by people. If you stick it in the woods, ain't happening. Too much can go wrong. It has to be X-ball style. Or even Iron City Classics, hyperball, that kind. It's got to be outdoors with a generic setup. And then it comes to the setup. We have to decide on a layout. That's the Olympic layout, right? Like an Olympic-sized swimming pool is an Olympic-sized swimming pool. A tennis court is a tennis court. Hockey rink is hockey rink. It's all got to be regulated, so we need a very specific setup. Field's got to be that way. And then we start getting into weird territory with, like, what equipment is allowed on the field, what colors are allowed on the field. There's a lot of rules, like a shitload of rules. Was it the Swedish or the Swiss? I think it was the Swiss beach volleyball team, the women's beach volleyball team. They got in trouble. They were fined because they wore shorts, because the rules specifically state that they're not allowed to wear long shorts. The women's team cannot wear long shorts. I'm not getting into that bullshit call by the Olympic rule book on that one. I think that's outrageous. But it's the fact that they're saying, no, the shorts have to be no longer than 4 inches or something. Like, that's ridiculous. So, you know, we got to go from there and we got to make it uniform. If you want paintball in the Olympics, it's got to become insanely uniform. What's happening, Hayden? Welcome to the party. And I don't think it'll ever get there. I really don't, you know, it could, but we need that overarching body first. We need the equivalent of Hockey Canada or Golf Canada is what we need, or United States or international. Hell, we need somebody somewhere to create a committee that lays out all the rules and everyone agrees. These are the rules that we will now follow. Every paintball field will follow, you know, if they're hosting a tournament. Now, walk-ons are different. We're not talking walk-ons. We're talking tournaments, right? For doing a tournament, these are the rules you will use. You know, like, and that's it. That's what's got to happen. Unfortunately, that's just the way it doesn't exist. The rules aren't solid. We need solid rules. And then when it comes to watching, the sport doesn't have to be entertaining to be watched. I mean, the Olympics are trying to get people to watch the Olympics and to join the Olympics. It doesn't have to be super entertaining. So people who say, well, speedball is not fun to watch. It doesn't need to be fun to watch. Ballroom dancing, I don't think is fun to watch. Long jump, I don't think is fun to watch. You know, that kind of thing. But it's not up to me. What's happening, fellas? We're good, man. We're talking Olympics. We're talking that beautiful topic that everyone likes to bring up, the Olympics, and why paintball is not in it. While my voice slowly fades away. It's going to be brutal. Good thing I'm home alone tomorrow. I don't have to talk to anybody. Let my voice recover. Or by the end of this, I'm going to have a sweet, sultry radio voice. I'll go get a job somewhere talking in the radio. Until my voice cracks again and it goes higher. Yeah, exactly, Chris. Speedwalking, not fun to watch. Ballroom dancing isn't fun to watch. I don't think it's fun to watch. Not saying that it's not fun to watch. I don't think it's fun to watch. But it's not up to me, right? Somebody who enjoys it is going to enjoy it. I enjoy watching paintball. Some people don't enjoy watching paintball. But we would need a better setup for how to ref it. Ultimately, like, we need to be able to call that. Now, that being said, right, now with the refing, you know, refs miss calls in hockey games all the time. It happens, right? They go back the next day and some news anchor, some sportscaster has picked the game apart. The 2 hour game, they just spent 12 hours picking it apart bit by bit and being like, oh, they missed a penalty there and they missed a penalty there and they missed a penalty there. Well, that's, you know, that's going to happen. But paintball in general is pretty easy to miss certain stuff. So we would just need maybe more refs, more cameras, something like that. But it could be done. But we just, paintball as a whole, we're less of an organized sport and more of an organized chaos than anything, you know? Like, we would need to agree on bore size on barrels. We'd need to agree on weight, size, length, hoppers, pods, packs, masks would have to be agreed upon of, like, can a mask bounce? Can it not bounce? Like, can the material bounce? Can it not bounce? One of the Olympic swim teams got in shit because they were wearing a suit made by Speedo that had less, the material the suit was made of had less of a coefficient of friction coefficient, had less friction, let's just say that, against water than human skin. Which means that they could swim faster because they had less friction on them. Like, that's nuts. There was less drag because of this material. And the Olympic Committee was like, no, you can't wear those suits. They had to ban the suits. Less drag. Thank you. You know, so that kind of stuff has to be taken into account. So what guns are we going to use? What style of gun are we going to use? What's the PSI of the market? Like, all of this shit needs to be figured out. And it's not going to happen until there's an overarching committee who's willing to do the work. And frankly, there's no money in it yet. There could be. There really could be. NXL could probably be adapted to speedball in the Olympics, you know? Like, I think it could. I think NXL could be adapted. It would have some major changes that have to be made. And a huge change in culture would absolutely have to change as well. And then, yeah, it could happen. Is it going to happen? Probably not. But I hope so. I hope it happens. But I don't think it will. Just a realist, unfortunately. But that's just my opinion. But, you know, curious to think what you guys know what you guys think. So if you're listening to this, if you're streaming this, please shoot me an email. MaritimePaintballPodcast@outlook.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you think. If you agree with me, if you think I'm a dumbass, I don't care. Let me know. Let me know what you think. So we're about 15 minutes out. We got about 15 minutes left of airtime. Let's talk about paintball uncensored. The app that we talked about a couple weeks ago. So for those that don't know, Vulcan Paintball is behind an app called Paintball Uncensored, which a couple of weeks ago, I had my doubts about some of the app. And to be honest, I still kind of do have my doubts on some of the app. The app is still meh. Absolutely. It is. But what I've noticed is that it has garnered the attention of folks like Virtue and Die. And it's free just to play around with, right? So it does cost money to use, it does cost money to use the marketplace for buy, sell, trade, as well as, admins of groups can go live in the groups, and to see the live video, you have to be a paid user of the app itself. Not paying the owner of the group, you have to pay the creator of the app $4.99 a month. Which I'm kind of, you know, like, I don't fully, I understand the concept of the money. I do. I really do. Because if you notice that app has no ads. No ads means revenue's got to come from somewhere. So I get it. I get the money. I just don't think it's being done right. I think there's a better way. But I was actually chatting with the team from Paintball Uncensored. And, you know, they said they caught the episode. They appreciated the honest review and the honest feedback. And they are looking and making a couple of changes. Some new stuff's coming down the pipeline for them. And during the conversation, the topic of... This makes me sound like such a shill now that I'm saying it out loud. There is now officially a Maritime Paintball podcast group on the Paintball Uncensored app. You can go onto it, and it's a public group, and you can go and join the Maritime Paintball podcast group and post pretty much whatever the hell you want on it, because I'm the admin. And as long as it's not illegal or porn or just straight up disgusting, horrible, as long as you're not a total bastard on there, I'll probably let the post fly. I'm the admin. It's me. I'm chill. I'm relaxed. When you start posting stuff about Nazis or some nonsense, I'm probably going to boot you, but just saying. If you want to post some cool paintball stuff up on that, feel free. And I do understand, like, I've been opening the app a little more often. And what I kind of dig about it is that running this podcast, and this is kind of where this is kind of why I agreed to have a Maritime Paintball podcast group on the app. So the group is live now. If you have the app, or if you don't, go grab the app. I mean, if you want to, it's just Paintball Uncensored on iPhone and Android. And it's Maritime Paintball Podcast. Just look it up. You'll find it in the public groups. Join in. I haven't posted anything yet. The group went live about 4 hours ago. It's still very, very fresh. And go post some stuff up in it. I'll be posting stuff in it. But what I was thinking about when I was playing with the app, and I was kind of thinking to myself, like, who is this for? And then I realized it's for me. Okay. And my wife will attest to this, that I have complained about this in the past. I hate Facebook. I really don't like it. I don't enjoy Facebook. But it's really the easiest way for me to get paintball news, unfortunately. So I have to go on Facebook and use it and scroll through looking for news and looking for tidbits and stuff to talk about and topics. And occasionally while scrolling, I see a stupid meme, which, don't get me wrong, I love me a good meme. What I don't like is when people post super hardcore right wing or super hardcore left wing political stuff that is not based on fact. I hate the fact that Facebook has become a political tool. And I try to keep it as paintball associated as I can, but I've got people on Facebook who are paintballers and they like to post this political stuff. And it's just, sometimes it puts me in a bad mood, you know, seeing something like I'm going to tell you right now that I support the vaccines. I support the COVID-19 vaccine. If you don't, it's fine. Okay. I'm not getting into that argument, but just as an example is like scrolling through and then seeing people share posts about, you know, the vaccine causing cancer or something stupid like that. And it's not based in fact. It's just a fucking Facebook meme. And it boils my blood because I know if I comment on it and say, hey, this is not based in fact. Can you show me the proof? It's not going anywhere. So that bugs me. That bothers me. So I scroll through Facebook. It makes me angry. I don't like it. I get my paintball news. I get off. And then I'm still a little bit angry about everything I saw. So this app, now I realize I can go through it and I can just be like, paintball, 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 paintball. Nothing but paintball. It's like, yes, 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 yes. This is all I want. And that's when it dawned on me. I was like, holy shit, that's what this app needs. That's what this app is for. It's for people like me who don't want to use Facebook, but want a social media platform that I can still see paintball stuff in it. Because, I mean, yes, we have PB Nation. PB Nation is very hard to navigate for me. I don't know if other people struggle, but I struggle with it. Whereas with this app and similar, because it's based like Facebook, I'm just like scrolling. I'm scroll, scroll, scroll. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is great. Keep it up with everything. Da-da-da-da-da-da. This is awesome, right? So I got the app. I've been playing around with it. And there's now a Maritime Paintball podcast group. See, my voice just cracked. I'm falling apart here. There's now a Maritime Paintball podcast group on the Paintball Uncensored group. And I intend to post quite regularly. I really hope to be able to chit-chat with folks on there. I'll still be on Facebook. I'll still be on Instagram. I find with PB Nation that half the time I go to their front page and it's nothing but ads. It's just people like hawking shit, and I don't want that. I'm looking for good photos, cool stories. I'm looking for a little bit more social and stuff. I also feel like I get the feeling personally at PB Nation, if you didn't join 10 years ago, you're late. You know what I mean? Like, you're a little late getting to it. So, and that's just my personal opinion. I'm not trying to piss anybody off. If I am pissing you off, well, fucking deal with it. It's my show. This app is going to be, I think it's going to be cool. Now, I've been told that I can go live on the app. Unfortunately, unless you're a paid user, you won't see the live video. But after I've gone live, I can then post it to the group. So even though you missed the live bit, you can still watch the video, I guess. I don't know. I've got to play around with it. I'm still so new to it. But I'm excited to use it. I'm excited to get into this app and see what's going on and do some cool stuff with it. So, yeah. So keep your eyes on that. If you don't have the app, grab it. It's free. That's the thing too, right? It's like, you don't have to pay. You don't really have to. If you don't want to use the marketplace and if you don't want to watch the live videos, then don't pay. You can join all the public groups and chill out and hang out and see the photos and take photos and post shit and all that. It's great. And it's all paintball. It's good stuff. I'm excited for it. Like, when it dawned on me that I now have access to a social media feed of just wholesome paintball stuff, paintball content, I was like, fuck yeah, this is what I need. This is what I've been looking for. This is awesome. Because even Instagram is just like scrolling through it. I'm just like, oh God, I'm tired of looking at selfies of people that I don't care about. I want to see paintball stuff. Instagram's not as bad, but Facebook is brutal. There's that. So that's that. Folks, I'm going to cut it there. We're done. We're going to finish it up for the night. Fuck, I miss having Tom. Jesus, having a co-host just for like 3 episodes and I'm already like, I don't know how to run a show by myself anymore. Damn. So Tom will be back next week, and I don't know what we're going to talk about. That's a lie. I know exactly what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about street ball happening at Moncton Paintball. That's what's happening next week. So that's happening Saturday. Yes, Saturday at Moncton Paintball, street ball. Me and Tom will be going live. We're going to do interviews. We're going to do interviews with players, with team captains. Talking to Josh, the field owner. So, and anybody else who wants to be interviewed, fuck, if you see me at the field, come say hi and I'll interview. I'll just be like, dude, what's up? We're going to go through like the 5 questions, the who, what, where, when, why. Christopher Strzok's got the 4v4 at Wildside next weekend. Woo! Ira Chidlow's cheering for that street ball. That's awesome, man. 4v4 X-Ball. Love me some X-Ball. So that's it. I'm out here. Thank you so much for hanging out. Anybody who sat through this, typing in the comments and chit-chatting with me, I truly appreciate it. And if you shared it, I appreciate that even more. And if you're a Patreon supporter, I appreciate that even more. So again, if you're in the position to one, head over to patreon.com/maritimepaintballpodcast and join for as little as a dollar. Also, check out Paintball Uncensored and jump in on that shit. Get in that group. Come hang out with me on the internet that's not Facebook. And we'll talk about all the paintball stuff and all the cool shit that's going on. And, you know, it's going to be a good time. I'm pumped for it. I'm excited. So that's it. I'm out of here. Thank you so much, folks. And until next week, cheers.